Welcome to the Fiyomi Yerushalmi. Shira sponsors the course of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Tes in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Daled, four lines in the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah, Kol Shivas Yomim Lo Yu Monim Imenu Mach U'Mishte. 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is getting prepared for Yom Kippur, they allow him to eat and drink whatever he wants. But Erev Yom Kippur Yom Chashecho, when it came to Erev Yom Kippur, Lo Menichim Lo Oysu Lechol Harbe. They didn't allow him to eat a lot. Sha'amachol Mevis Hashen. If you eat too much, you get sleepy. He couldn't get sleepy, the Kohen Gadol. He needs to avoid on Yom Kippur. Zok the Gemara, Tani, Lo Menichim Oysu Lechol, Lo Cholov, Velo Beitzim. They didn't allow him to eat not milk and not eggs. Velo Gvina, not cheese. Velo Bosor Shomen, not fat meat. Velo Yain Yoshon, not old wine. Veloy konditoin, which is a mashke that's done with wine and honey and oil. Veloy greasing shapoil, a dish of beans. Veloy adoshim, not lentil. Shmuel Omar, veloy esrik, also not esrik. Veloy kol dovon shu magil zivo. Anything that can bring zivo will cause him to have a discharge, will make him tame. So these foods, they prevent him from eating. Aval pichen, with all this, they still told him the pasuk. You koyim alavas the pasuk azeh, im Hashem lo yivni vayis, Shav om lo boy na boy, im Hashem lo yishma ir, shom shokat shemer, meaning, at the end of the day, you need to add to the Shmaya for nothing bad to happen. Asks the Gemara, v'loy min anisim shiyu nasim beis amigdush hem? Isn't one of the miracles they have in beis amigdush that Kohen Gadol never saw carry? That Kohen Gadol never had his discharge in Yom Kippurim? Says the Gemara, omar avoin al shem lo yisenasu. Yes, there was a miracle, but you couldn't rely on the miracle. So they had to try to do everything in order not to need to rely on a miracle. No, the answer is different between Bismigdash Rishon and Bismigdash Hasheni. Bismigdash Rishon, so then there was no carry. Bismigdash Hasheni, there was carry. Reb Chaim sends us to learn Davov, the story of Ben Elam, that the Kohen Gadol got a carry. How did he get a carry in Yom Kippur? So maybe according to this, it's understood that wasn't based on English Hasheni. Halacha is Zokta Mishnah. Masu Zikni Bezin the Zikni Kehunam. So after the Zikni Bezin in the previous Mishnah showed him all the karbonis, so they brought him to Zikni Kehunah and Olichu L'Aliyas Bezavtinas. They took him to the Aliyah, which was called Bezavtinos, where there was the people of Tinas that knew how to do the Ketoris. Hishbiyu V'Nof Niftu V'Olchulayim. They did a Shvua, made him swear, and they left. Now what is the Shvua? Omrulo, they told him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master Kohen Gadol, Onu Shluchei Beisin, we are sent by Beisin, V'ata Shlucheinu V'Shliach Beisin, you're sent by us, so email you sent by Beisin. Mashmiim Anu Alecho, giving you a Shvuo, B'mi Sheshichin Et Shvoi HaBayis Hazeh, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is here and is bestowed as Shechina on this house, Shlo Teshane Dovah Mikol Ma Shaman Lecho, you won't change a thing from anything that we taught you. He goes and cries, and they cry. He cries because they suspected him. As we'll see in the Gemara, that maybe he's going to do something like goodbye to him. They also cry because they had to suspect somebody. Says the Gemara, understanding he's talking about the Lishkas, the base of Tinas, where they taught the Ketores. Where was it? On top of the gate called Shara Maim, and next to the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. As Reb Chaim points out, according to this, it was in the south of Beis HaMikdash, that's where Shamayim was. But according to the Bavli, the Shikas Beis HaTinos was in the north. The reason he was crying because they suspected him that maybe he's a Baitusi. They cry, that they needed to come and suspect somebody. And the Primo Sheh adds, why they do a Shvur? Yeah, Baitusi, the Gemara explains, what's the Cheshash, what's the what they're afraid of, that maybe we'll do like the Baitusim Shayoim Yakterim Bachutz Yachnisim Yifnim. They said that Ketorah, putting the fire on the spices, should be done outside Kodesh Kodashim, and then you go inside. But as we'll see, the drasha in a moment, that has to be done, that you put it on the machfas, on the pan, only once you go in. So this is a story, he prepared before, he went inside, then he went inside, meaning he was a Baitusi. He went out, he went to his told his father, you know, you all your life, you darshan, you taught like a baitusi, then you need to do it outside. Allah sit him, you didn't do it. You never had the guts to go and do it, to go against Chachamim. Until me, the son, came up and did it. Yes, we had a drasha. We didn't follow through with this drasha because we wanted to follow Chachamim. We knew the Chachamim have the power. We knew the Chachamim are the tzaddikim. So even though we thought that they do something wrong, we followed them. But you, the one against Chachamim, I'm not sure how long you live in this world. In the world, not long after this Kohen Gadol that went into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he died. Continues the Gemara on Amud Beis. Some say now that it took some time till he died. But right away when he came out of Kodesh Kadoshim, his nose had worms coming out of it, because the nose is the first thing that goes inside. And there was a shape of a leg of a calf on his forehead. This refers to the legs of the Malachim. It says in the Malachim, the kaf regleim ki kaf regel eagle. It says clearly that their legs look like the leg of a calf. And the Malach came and kicked him in his head. And that's why he had the sign of that foot, the footprint. So we have a machlekes, did he die immediately? Meaning, as was coming out of Kodesh Kadoshim, he died? Or it took some time until he died? Someone to say, he did poro, he did sukkah, he did Yom Kippurim. There's three stories that happened with Tzdukim and Baitusim, the ones that denied Torah Shabbat Peh. The story of the poro is that there was a Kohen Tzduki, did not want to do the poro adumo as a tful yoim. Meaning he went to the mikvah, he wanted to wait for the evening to be completely tahor to do poro adumo, even though we know that poro adumo can be done even somebody who is not fully tahor. The story of Sukkah was a story, again, one of these groups that Tzduki Baitusi, he did Nisuch HaMayim and Sukkahs on his legs, not on the Mizbeach, because they didn't agree to Nisuch HaMayim. And all the people in Beis HaMikdosh threw the Shrogim on him and killed him. And Yom Kippur is a story over here. So says the Gemara, Easter by Mimer, some held that he departed the Sukkah at Yom Kippur, it's the same person who had the story in all three cases. Says the Gemara of Simon Loya Marken. Simon disagrees, and he said, "Elo the power of the sukkah chad v'the kippurim chad, or the power of the kippurim chad the sukkah chad. One zduki was the one who did paro and sukkah, and then kippurim was somebody else, or paro and kippurim was the same person, but sukkah somebody else. Why is that so?" As the one explains, the one who said it took some time till he died, it's very possible that he's the same person who did all three. He did paro, then he did yom kippurim. And then he did sukkah, and they stoned him with a shrogim, and that's how he died. So he was able to do all three. But the one who says, as he's coming out, he had worms coming out of his nose, and he had a kick on his head, meaning he died right away. He has to say, or the par of the sukkah chad, that one person did par and sukkah, for the kippurim chad, the other tzduki did yom kippurim. Or the par of the kippurim chad, the sukkah chad, or par and kippurim the same one and sukkah is the other, because it can't be yom kippur and sukkah be the same person, because they died on the spot. The one who did yom kippur came out dead, and the one who did sukkah was stoned right away. So it must be, it's not the same person, because they died on that occasion. Continues the Gemara and says, Tzofcho alei mazor. This is not negiah to us, but because we mention people that misacted and misamingdash, we speak about Bnei Eli. Bnei Eli, the children of Eli, did not makriv the kinim of the woman that came to Beis HaMikdash right away, and they were not able to go back to be with their husbands. So it's considered to be that they did something very bad. So Tzofcho alei mazor, the Azor scream out, Tzuhu mikar Bnei Eli, timesim Beis Elokeinu. Get out from here, Beis Eli, you made the Beis Hashem tome. Because by not allowing the woman to go to their husbands, you make this place tummy. It's considered to be as if they were with these women. Continues the Gemara, Bar Bayoyim refers to the case of Sukkah. When the guy did the wrong thing in Sukkah, they stoned him. They threw a shrogim on him. So by throwing a shrogim on him, they broke a part of the Mizbech. So Bar Bayoyim, Nivkimo carried the Mizbech. One of the horns of the Mizbech got broken. They put in it a piece of salt. It should not look like it's broken, like something is missing. Any Mizbech doesn't have a horn on top. There's four horns on the top. Vesoiv is in the middle. There's a little bit of a place to walk around the Mizbech. And the Yisoid is the base and the bottom around the Mizbech. If you don't have these three, puzzle who? So even though putting the salt doesn't help, but it should not look wrong, so that's why they put a piece of salt over there. Bon kamei rabavu. So they asked Rav Avohu, we said before that this Baitusi who went into Kodesh Kadoshim came out and he had a sign of a kick of a malach on his head. So they asked Rav Avohu, it says nobody should be in Oil Moyed, nobody should be in Beis HaMikdosh when the Kohen Gadol is doing Avodas Yom Kippur. And we darshan afilu oisom shekasu behem v'dmus preim preyodom lo yubur moed. When it says kol adam, what's kol adam? Even the malachim, that have a face like an adam, should not be there. So what is a malach doing kodesh kadoshim in Yom Kippur? You know when the malach can't be there? When he goes in kedarko, when he goes in, when he's in the right way. But here the Baitusi did something wrong, the malach can stay there. Now the Gemara explains, what is the drasha to tell me that you need to do the ketores only once you come in? You go inside Kodesh Kadoshim, then you put the ketores on the fire, on the pan, lifnei Hashem. You have to do it there. You should not fix it outside and then go inside. They first will do it outside, then you go in. It says, they said a svara in front of a regular of a bus of a dumb king. You don't go in and you put the on the fire there. You make it before and you come into the king when it's ready on the fire. So that's they thought they have to do the same thing in front of Hashem. For another pasuk, ki be'onan niroi l'kapoyres. So the Zukim says, it says you go in with an onan, with smoke that makes like a shape of a cloud. That's how you go in. The pasuk says clearly, you do it l'ivnei Hashem. Ain't a nice and elim yifni, you have to do it inside. Why does it say onan? How should go in with a cloud? He has to put in a certain type of asiv, of grass, that makes a smoke come out. So you have to put a ketores that has the ability to have smoke. So the Gemara, already we know we have to do it, but how do you know he gets punished for it? You have the cloud, which comes out from the smoke of the ketores, will cover the kapoyres, and then the coin won't die. If he didn't put the ma'ale oshon, equal to that is he didn't do all the simon that has to be in the ketores, then he's chayam miso. So there's a punishment for not doing it correctly. Continues the Gemara, Davyud Amud Aleph. It says, v'lo yomus, he won't die if he does it wrong. Arei zoinish, it says you the punishment. Ki be'onon eruah l'kapoyres, the Torah says, I need to have a cloud over here. Arei zazor, that is the warning that you need to have an onon. So a warning to have an onon, it says if you don't do that, the kohen will have miso. Omar b'lozor v'shim, yichol oinish v'azor, nem rukoid l'misas b'nei Aaron. Could it be that both the warning and the punishment were said before b'nei Aaron died? Talmud loy ma'achrei moish nim le'arun. The psukim written in the pas and then parsha of achrei moish after they died. So it says didn't wasn't said fully before. Yeah, achrei moish nim le'arun. Yechol shtem nemru acham misas shnim le'arun. Could it be that both the warning and the punishment were said only after they died? Talmud loy ki ba'onon eroya la'kapoyos. Because Rambam says that in the future there will be a cloud. Masha, the cloud wasn't there yet. And the day that they died, when there was the yom miluim, there was an anam. So the Eroi Kved Hashem HaKolam, there was an Onan. So when it says Eroi in the future, has to be before the day that they died, before the last day of the Miluim. So Hakei, it says how we put these two things together. Azor and Emra Koidim is the Shnei Be'arim. Before they died, he already said Azor, make sure to have the Onan. For Oyne Shnei Mar La'achar Misa Shnei Be'arim. But the punishment was said after. Concludes the Gemara of Zeiro, Ki Bo'onon Nir Esi Ink Sifkan El Eroi. It didn't say after the fact. It said before, I will be seen with a cloud. I'll be seen when there is a cloud, which is created with a smoke. Mikan shenakash bochu oynish elim keni easier. Shbuch doesn't punish without a warning. Meaning, says Reb Chaim, that this one Doma understands that the reason they died is that they did not put ma'ale oshon. The wrong thing they did, they didn't put this grass called ma'ale oshon. That's why they died. So Gemara says it has to be, there was a warning. And the Bavli says, it's very good that it's a warning, but what about the punishment? Even if you have a warning, you have to say the punishment as well. And according to the Yerushalmi, the punishment was not said before Mises Bnei Aaron, only the warning. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Yuma, Daf Tes.